This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I saw something in the store the other day that I don't understand. That peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. Is there a point to that? I mean, I'm lazy, but I want to meet the guy that needs that. Some guy going, you know, I could go for a sandwich, but I'm not going to open two jars. I can't be opening and closing all kinds of jars. Cleaning who knows how many knives. If you're that lazy, why not put croutons in there? Get the whole sandwich on a spoon, you know, just scooping it out. Oh, scrumptious. I think I'm going to have another one. Oh, delectable, as was the first.
Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, come on.
Come on. Your alarm went off. Did you guys take buses when you were kids?
Yes.
You did?
I had to, yeah. And my best friend was the bus driver. And guess what? My brother was on the same bus and he didn't bat an eye at me.
He didn't sit with you.
He didn't sit with me, so I had to become friends with the bus driver. He was too cool for me. And we walked home together.
You and the bus driver?
No, me and my brother, but what? He didn't want to sit next to me.
Why would you walk home but take the
bus? He would walk to the bus stop.
Bus stop.
Yes, the bus stop's not right in front of my house.
Can we go back to the bus driver for a second?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, well, she saw that I tried to sit with my brother and my brother would move away. So she's like, hun, just come sit next to me up here at the front.
What was her name?
I don't remember. Oh. It was when I was like four.
This tells me so much.
Which part? There's a lot in there.
The fact that the bus driver said, "Hun,
yeah,
come here."
She was great.
And it just, I feel like that sort of lit a fire under a tiny Kevin to just be a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Because every morning, bus driver, I just go in the bus right next to her.
Hey,
right behind
Cherie.
Her. Yeah, right just behind
sit.
Her.
Why did your brother not want to sit with you?
He thought I was a loser. But look at us now.
Yeah, screw him. He has multiple homes, a wife, and a kid. Liz.
Katie.
What? I'm sorry.
Ew.
I'm on your side.
No, it didn't sound like it.
In California, most kids don't have school buses, although there are people that had to take like the public bus to school.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So when you guys watched movies as kids growing up,
yeah,
and there was bus scenes,
yeah,
school bus scenes.
Yeah, it was so foreign to me.
Okay.
And I also, and then as a parent, it's so crazy to me. Like the idea of like, okay, 5-year-old, go get on this bus and yeah, drive away from me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is kind of crazy. Like when you're a kid, you don't think about it at all. Like there's, you dread the school bus. You like the school bus.
Oh,
you've got good days and bad days.
Okay.
Some school buses are a nightmare
because
you're bullied on the school bus.
Oh.
Happens a lot. That happened to me. Oh my God. Sixth grade.
Oh, they flicked your ear.
They flicked my ear until it was hot and red. Yep.
Yeah.
And I just would sit there and cry. And he's dead now. And then,
is that true?
Yeah, I didn't kill him, but he's dead now. Yeah, Joe Brown. Yeah, and but sometimes riding the school bus was a lot of fun.
I feel like I'd have a blast on the school bus.
Yeah, there was. I remember even crazier was that when I lived in Philadelphia, we had to leave the safety of our block. Like we lived on a block, but our block had, this sounds bad, but it actually made it safer, abandoned railroad tracks at the end of it. So it was a dead end,
okay,
our block. So we kind of felt insulated,
okay,
and safe,
okay,
but the bus didn't come down there because it was a dead end.
Yeah.
It was too hard to turn around. So we had to leave the safety of our block and walk two blocks down, and I would, as a 6-year-old child, get on school bus in front of bar at like 6:30 in the morning.
Well, the bar wasn't open, so it was effectively just building.
But sometimes there were people still sleeping outside the bar.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy now that I'm thinking about it. And it didn't matter what the weather was. You just stand out there in the cold and the snow. And
would your mom or dad walk you to...
First and second grade they did. Third okay. grade I was on my own.
And were you walking with friends?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Usually. Yeah.
And a bunch of kids were probably walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I would find safety in numbers.
It is funny, though, that, like, school bus scenes in movies, like, just you guys are like, what's that? Like, what?
I mean, I know what it is, but it's a...
And you romanticized it. You thought, like, oh, I'll bet that would be fun.
As a kid, I don't think I thought anything.
Interesting.
It was just like...
Yeah.
It felt like something in movies.
Yeah.
It felt like...
Did it feel not real?
It's not that it didn't feel real. It felt just like something you see in a movie. Like in like when you see somebody turn a gun sideways and start shooting in a movie. Like,
right.
Like that's just not something that happens in real life, but it does happen in movies.
Yeah. Well, the dread of missing the bus was big. That's where this whole thing came from. When we were gently waking up our listeners for
school
day.
Oh, yeah. You're going to miss the bus.
You're going to miss the bus. Bus is going to be here in about 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. That you're really pushing it.
I would push it.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey. And then if you miss the bus, oh boy.
Then what? Your mom had to bring you.
Yep.
And then you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Yep.
Big time trouble.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry you guys didn't have the buses.
I mean, I went to the weird Mansion Elementary School.
Yeah. Xavier's school for gifted mutants.
Yeah. Carden School. And it really wasn't by our house, like at all. It was probably 20 minutes away.
Wow.
So there was no taking the bus.
Right. But Kevin did. So maybe because you went to a private elementary school, that's why you didn't take the bus.
Yeah, I went to a public school.
And he went to a public school. So maybe
Madison Elementary.
Like text in.
Had I gone to the public school in my neighborhood, it was literally in the neighborhood.
So you might have been too close for it. But your friends might have ridden the bus.
No, I don't think we've had the bus here. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I had the bus.
If you lived in the Sacramento area, did you have a bus? School bus?
It doesn't make me wonder when they went away.
They do have school buses. It says Elk Grove Unified School District or Sacramento County School District.
I feel like when I see those, it's because they're traveling. They're going on a trip.
No, it's every day. Because when I took the bus, I was living on near our old radio station on Madison.
There was a bus. There is a bus that I see every day at school pickup for my kids' school. But there's like 5 kids that get on it. And I don't know where it's going and why it's there.
Are they special needs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But everybody else is there to pick up their kids in their cars.
We used to work with a woman that moved here from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she had a daughter in high school. And when it was like summertime and her daughter was about to start school, they lived in Natomas. And she was like, I don't know how to figure out like where her bus picks her up. And I was like, I don't think the bus does.
Wow.
She was like, how do they get to school? I was like, I don't know.
Crazy. That's crazy. Well, anyway, yeah. Listen, you guys it's crazy out here.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
It's a different world.
So, Katie found a story about people that had their doorbell going off in the middle of the night, and boy, were they pissed at the person that was doing it.
Apparently, it was multiple people.
Man.
It was an apartment complex, and they, as a community, decided to get law enforcement involved because throughout the night, their doorbells would start going off. Like, multiple units, doorbells would start going off. And at first, it was like, ugh. These crazy kids. It must be kids, like, pranking us.
Ding dong ditch.
So the apartment complex mounted cameras. Like motion sensor, like if somebody shows up, the light will go on, we'll film them. It never went off.
But the
camera never picked up anybody.
But the doorbells kept ringing?
The doorbells kept ringing.
Ew!
That's
and they
spooky.
Kept going back and looking at the footage, and there was nothing there. Doorbells at night kept ringing, which made nighttime like this.
Terrifying.
Like, oh God, the sun's going down. They're going to do it again. Guys, it was a slug.
A slug?
What?
It was a slug that would climb over. There was a panel that had all the different units and a way to ring their unit.
Oh.
And at night, it would climb and just slither over all of them. Not all of them, some of them. And that's why the motion sensor light wasn't getting picked up.
It was just ding dong. Wow.
Yeah, and they had seen the slug there, but nobody thought, it's this pesky slug.
If you saw a slug that was hanging out in the same spot every day in your apartment complex, you wouldn't remove it?
Not after a while. After a while, I'd tip a cap to it, sir.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it lives there.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That'd be mean.
It's your neighbor.
It'd be mean, yeah,
right.
And rude.
So, I mean, and how adorable.
Man.
I mean, slugs are disgusting, but if that's not some sort of Netflix show.
That must have been a heavy slug to have the weight to put down on a button to ring a doorbell. Was this in a city? Was this like New York?
It was in Bavaria.
Mm-hmm. Bavaria?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who knows how big the slugs are in Bavaria?
They're built different out there.
If it's like they're pretzels, they're gigantic and swollen and delicious, but not covered in salt.
Okay, so I wonder, at what point did somebody, like, how embarrassed are you?
Yeah.
If you're probably the management of this apartment complex,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell anybody. Once I figured it out, I'd be like, I got him, guys. I scared the kids away. And just cross my arms, kind of lean my head back, look down my nose.
Well, they probably did know that nobody was there. They probably had to tell them, like, the doorbells went off again last night. And they're like, we reviewed the footage. So it's a ghost. It has to be a ghost.
Okay, so then you, oh God, you gotta.
I think you're even more brave then.
Well, then you have to, like, have this whole seance. You have to pretend, like, oh, don't worry. I got a priest to come and bless the doorbells.
I mean, you have to be there to unclog the toilets and change the light bulbs.
Right.
And sometimes you have to fake an exorcism. That's okay. Fine. Okay.
Apartment management life is not easy. We always say that.
That's right. I'll bet there's a lot of pretending with apartment management. Hey, did you ever fix that creak, that damn creak that's going on? Yeah, Gary,
we got to it. And you were right.
Yeah, it was creaking. You'll never hear it again. Yeah, so that's I would say that was probably more likely the scenario.
Yeah, you have to, if you didn't realize that it was the slug, then you have no choice but to create a whole story about how you vanquished Voldemort from the complex by the mailboxes. Why are they haunting the mailboxes? I don't know.
And I don't know if this is true or not, but for some reason, when I think of Bavaria, I think of very superstitious people. So they probably welcomed him with a hero's welcome.
Oh, I'm sure.
Thank you for getting away.
Yeah, they gave him loaves of bread and
cloves of garlic that are still hung on some sort of necklace.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He's our little Firefox, and he goes all over the internet to find interesting little facts to make us more interesting. Don't ask him too many follow-up questions, though, because he doesn't know the answer. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know dogs that are slightly underweight live an average of 2 years longer than dogs that are slightly overweight?
Kevin.
Yeah, Snickers is not looking good.
How old is Snickers now?
I got him when I was 21.
So he's 10.
10. That's 70 in dog years.
It does seem like...
he's not that old.
Well, it seems like he has a lot of issues. And that he has for quite some time.
Yeah. He's overweight, right?
He's overweight. He's a little chunky.
Yeah.
Can't he barely walk around because he's so fat?
He can walk around some, but his legs are like, they're getting old, so he can't really walk as far. We usually go on 1 to 2 mile hikes.
Oh well, that's pretty
far. Pretty far.
That is far. Yeah. But now we can't.
Oh.
I only take the Oreo.
Can I ask you, how is he getting so fat?
Probably all the food and snacks we feed him.
Okay,
so you're giving him a lot of snacks.
My mom can't say no.
Okay. So
me, on the other hand, don't beg, don't look at me, go the other way.
Okay.
You get what you get.
Okay.
Now,
so you're stern daddy.
Yep.
You're stern daddy.
Okay. I would have pegged you as stern daddy.
Yes.
Probably a lot of like, not today, little bitch.
Uh-uh.
Now, what if you told your mom, hey, he's not going
to... I did. She said... don't worry about it. They're fine and healthy.
Oh.
Okay.
They're living a good life. She wants to make them live a good life now because when they get older, they can't enjoy it as much. I was like, you're making them older faster.
That's right.
Well, she doesn't listen.
She said, screw you. Shut up.
Yep, what an enabler.
My dogs love him, love her so much more.
Well, right. Sure. Well, for now.
Yeah.
All right. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know butterflies and moths can drink blood and tears in order to get nutrients? It's called mud puddling.
What? That's butterflies scary. Can drink blood?
And tears?
Yeah.
There's something so much more disturbing about the fact that, like, the idea that it could, while you're very sad, come up to you and go, I need your life.
Yeah. Where you're, like, you're... I hate that fact, Kevin. It's stunning.
You already have a weird issue with moths.
I don't like moths.
Well, nobody likes them. Nobody's like, oh, yay, a moth.
Right.
But to know that, what if when you see a moth,
yeah,
it's here to drink your tears?
Or blood. Or blood.
I'm not sure. Is blood worse than tears?
They're both bad.
Blood is definitely worse than tears. Imagine if they go drink it. It's going to be stuck on them.
Right. I have cried way more than I have bled in my life. So, like, I assume that it is. But, like, on an emotional level, something drinking my tears is far worse than drinking my blood.
It's more troubling for some reason.
Right. But you're right. Moths are just terrifying. And it does make me think, because I'm not scared of butterflies. Butterflies are incredible. But moths, there's something about a moth. And it's not just the lack of color.
I was going to say, a moth is just an ugly butterfly.
Right. But it has also big, fat bodies.
Yeah, that does have a fat body.
Like, if I with a butterfly, I can't even really see the body. My brain doesn't focus on it. It's too distracted by the beautiful wings.
Yeah. Aww.
But a moth, if I can see the head and the eyes of a moth.
You can see their eyes.
It makes me want to cry, which I'll bet makes them hungry.
I bet that turns them on.
Oh, God. What a disgusting fact, Kevin. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know when a person receives a kidney transplant, they don't take out the old kidneys, they just shove them to the side and leave them in there?
Oh. What?
I feel like there's not enough room for all that.
Why? Well,
I
why?
I think that the kidneys shrink down when they're not, when they can't be
used.
Oh,
when they're in use.
Because they're filled with, it filters, right? A kidney?
Yeah.
So if it's not being used and it's not being filled with anything, I think they like shrivel up.
But why wouldn't they remove them?
I don't know. It does seem lazy.
I think it's because they leave it in there because it's like a smooth transition.
But there's not a smooth transition. I would imagine they snip it and then hook the line up to the new good kidney.
Yeah, it's got to be hooked up to something.
And then why not, if it's just sitting in there now floating around, is it even tethered to anything anymore?
Great question. Is it going to, am I going to cough it up?
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Just we're sitting in here one day after a kidney transplant and a, there it is.
Ew.
Got it. Did I eat a prune?
Put it under your pillow. How much does the kidney fairy give people these days?
The kidney fairy flies into your room and drinks your tears.
But the kidney fairy, like, is just like some old, like, looks like an old drunk guy.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh.
He bangs into stuff when he flies into the room. Oh, my God. Kevin, those were some disgusting facts today. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Let it go, let it go.
Yes, Lorcana cards are the blood source for Kevin lately. He loves it. He lives it. He breathes it. He plays it as often as he can.
He was mad that he couldn't leave work today to go get more.
No, right. I wasn't mad.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just unfortunate.
But here's the good news. Kevin has come in to some good luck in the Lorcana world. What's going on?
Okay, so I bought some boosters pack the other day, and bitch, I pulled the card that's like everyone wants to pull. Like, it's the best card to pull. It's the most expensive card. It's like worth $500.
Did you scream?
I screamed. I cried. I pushed my dog off the bed.
Oh my God.
I was so, like, you don't know what it feels like. It's like hitting the jackpot, like when you open a booster pack,
yeah,
and you get a card that is worth that much money, and also like the card that everybody wants. I nearly cried. I screamed. My dogs were barking. I knocked Snickers off the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom ran into my room. What happened?
So Lorcana is they're Disney gaming cards and
Disney trading cards.
Trading cards that you play in a game, kind of like Magic the Gathering.
And
what can you tell us a little bit of detail about the card that's worth so much?
Okay, so it's a new set. So it's like a new cards, and Dumbo is the featured card, like the featured character.
Oh.
We all know Dumbo.
Katie, are you listening?
His real name Dumbo? Is Jumbo Jr.
I did not know that.
His real name is Jumbo. But the kids renamed him to Dumbo, so he doesn't remember his mom. But it's okay. You guys missed a very important part of that movie where it gets you in tears. It's fine.
I think you're
Dumbo's
right about that.
Dumbo's my favorite because it's a mother and a son. And
baby of mine.
I can't stand
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
Cry.
So you got a Dumbo card?
Yes, and it's the enchanted Dumbo. It's going for like $500.
Okay,
bitch.
All right. So $500. Okay. This is great. You could use that.
No, it's not great. Because whenever I pull something, I'm more of a memory person, okay? Like, I want to keep it for the memories. Like, oh my gosh, this was my card that I pulled. I'm not going to sell it. Or should I sell it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? But, okay, listen. What if the price keeps going up?
Okay, sell it.
No, you're not getting the point. No,
okay,
Katie.
I get the okay.
Do you know? Okay.
Okay, tell me the point.
The point is I pulled a rare card out of this pack that just released. Like, this has never happened. This is like it's like a Kodak moment.
Sell it.
Katie, money comes and goes.
No, money only goes from you. It's very rare we see money come to you.
I know, but it has such sentimental value.
You asked us today if it was payday.
I know.
We got paid last week.
Okay, but these memories, I need them to last forever.
Do you know that if selling the card does not erase your memory?
But still, I won't have proof. Hey, kids, remember the first card I pulled?
Is this what you're going to tell your kids?
You're going to tell your kids about this one day?
I don't know.
Those poor kids.
All right, so
I should sell it?
Yeah. You should, because it's
what if I don't really need the money and I really just want to play
Kevin,
with the card?
I've never heard a bigger lie in my life than that you don't need $500.
You definitely could use $500 right now.
I just don't know what to do.
And Katie's right. Just because you sell it doesn't mean you don't have the memories.
I'll forget about it. I forgot what I ate yesterday.
Well, that's true, but it
was. Now, if I have the card in my hand, I'll be like, oh my God, I remember this moment. I cried and nearly killed my dog.
Okay, now take the card out of your hand. Now remember.
What happened?
Now.
Why is Snickers limping? See?
Kevin, I think Katie's taking a much tough love approach.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to take a different approach, and I understand what you're saying. You want these memories. You need these memories.
Yes, I do.
They make you happy.
Yes, that's why I still have this ugly painting that the Galloway painted okay. from
oh, your nephew.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
he's
that's
saying
fine.
That he keeps things for sentimental value.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Now, hold on to that emotion.
Okay, I'm holding.
And set it aside for a second.
I can't.
Now, completely unrelated. How does it feel to come into $500? What if right now...
Think about how much you could push your dogs for that.
Oh my God.
What if right now you got a scratcher and you scratched $500? Amazing, right?
That would erase my memory of Dumbo.
Okay, all right. So, you basically got that. Sell it.
Okay, here's another idea.
Okay.
Sell it and buy more Lorcanic.
No, Katie.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, Katie, that is the best suggestion because $500, listen, okay. I could double it.
Yes.
If I sell that $500, I could have 3-4 Dumbos.
Katie! Yes, see, we're making
I'm
money on this
deal. Man, Katie, do you know how to speak to an addict or what?
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. And we're going to start with Sandy. Because
hi, Sandy.
She's
enough
engaged.
With the singing.
All right, fine. Sandy, you're engaged?
Yep, I'm trying to decide which last name to go with.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Married
then.
Name Upgrade Downgrade.
You obviously take it seriously. What is your current last name?
Stoltz.
Sandy
Stoltz.
I love it. It sounds like a liquor.
Oh, Sandy Stoltz sounds like the freckle-faced girl down the street.
Yeah, that's an adorable name. Sandy Stoltz is great.
Yeah.
But what could be your name?
Foster.
Oh, Sandy Foster.
Sandy Foster.
It's a little bit more mature. I like it.
You know what? It's the same freckle-faced girl, but all grown up.
Yeah.
You know?
She got married to that foster boy down the block. What's his first name?
Grant.
Grant Foster.
Wow. You guys are okay.
You guys got the name jackpot.
There is something very old-timey about these names.
Yeah. Grant Foster sounds like he's the banker in town.
Yes, he does. But you know what? He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he always did.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
That's an upgrade. I think it's going to be an upgrade.
Really?
As much as I love Sandy Stoltz, I think Sandy Foster's a good name.
I like the idea of Sandy Stoltz growing up to be Sandy Foster.
Me too. Okay. And I also think that Grant Foster deserves to have the Fosters.
Yes, you're right. Okay, upgrade.
Congratulations and good luck at your wedding. Let's talk to Caitlin. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
What's your maiden name?
It's Scambler.
Scambler?
Yes.
Come on.
Scambler sounds like something that you would call a little rascal.
Yeah. You rapscallion, you little scambler. Here's the thing. I can't think of Scambler seriously.
No.
You know?
Scambler sounds like a cartoon pet of a main character in an animated
movie. It sounds like
movie.
When a cartoon runs really fast, that's the sound that their feet make.
Yeah. The Scambler effect.
What is your married name?
It's Aguirre.
Aguirre?
Aguirre.
Sounds like a beautiful Japanese knife.
It does. Or it sounds like...
Caitlin Aguirre.
The fish eggs you put on sushi.
I gotta tell you, I like Caitlin Aguirre.
Well, I do too. I mean, over Scambler.
I think it's an upgrade.
Yeah, it is an upgrade.
I don't hate Caitlin Scambler because Scambler's hysterical. But you don't want to be a goofball your whole life, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a little Scambler. That's an upgrade.
Okay, upgrade.
Congratulations. Let's talk to Ludovina. Am I saying that right? Ludovina?
That's correct.
Ludovina.
Ludovina.
That's beautiful. That's upgrade. That's beautiful.
Okay, what is your maiden name?
Oka. O-C-A.
Ludovina Oka?
Yes.
Okay.
This call is no longer being recorded.
It is actually being recorded, but everything we do is being recorded. Okay.
Ludovina Oka. Okay. And then your married name?
Ludovina Escobedo.
Oh, Ludovina Escobedo.
Bado.
That sounds like a place you take a nice honeymoon.
Ludovina Escobedo.
Where are you going? Ludovina. Oh my God, where in Ludovina?
Escobedo.
Oh my God, I didn't know you could afford that. My grandfather died and he left us money for our honeymoon.
Or it sounds like the name of a cruise ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Where will you be sailing in the on the Caribbean? On the Ludovina Escobedo.
But I don't hate Oka.
No, but it's not. It's
just fun to say.
I want everybody to call you by your first and last name.
Yeah.
And when you introduce yourself, I want you to palm down, bend at the wrist, mm-hmm. shake a hand limply, and just say, it's Ludovina Escobedo.
Ludovina Escobedo, I am the queen.
Yeah. Kiss, mm-hmm. kiss.
Yeah, and then tell people to kiss your hand. Upgrade. That's beautiful and exotic. I love it.
Upgrade so far.
Wow.
Have we ever had this happen?
We've never had that happen. Unbelievable, guys. Congratulations to everybody.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Guys, look up. We are not alone. And it is getting more and more apparent that is true. Yesterday, there was a congressional hearing and people were freaked out when it was over. A whistleblower released footage from an incident that happened off the coast of Yemen last October. And it is a UFO, which I guess we're back to using that term again. Remember when they tried to rebrand it to whatever it was?
What was it?
UAB or something?
I didn't like that.
We're not calling it that.
No.
And it's a UFO moving over the ocean. We don't know what it is. So one of our drones is monitoring it. And we fire a missile at it, a Hellfire missile, which, listen, I know I get accused of being a general all the time. But I don't know how powerful that is, but I would imagine when you call it a Hellfire, it's pretty powerful.
It does seem like a big deal.
And the missile hits it, and it shrugs the missile off like a bad case of fleas.
Mm-hmm.
It barely does anything. It doesn't explode. It does kind of bang it off of its trajectory, but it goes right back to it.
It's like when a toddler almost falls.
Yeah.
It kind of stumbles a little bit, but catches itself and keeps going.
If you want to see this footage that they're talking about, you can text in UFO. I have it pulled up in a monitor here. UFO to 916-909-1065. Now, I do have to say, real fast, the fact that in this year of our Lord, we still have technology that is so trash that we have to watch UFO videos in black and white, grainy ass footage like this. This is ridiculous.
I love that's your big issue. For God's sakes, they can come from space to our planet, but we can't get color?
If I can spend time going down rabbit holes of high-def cameras of pipes getting evacuated.
Right.
Why can't we figure out how to make military? Is the military budget that small? Give them HD. Anyway, watch this. So again, text in UFO to 916-909-1065. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Here's the missile.
There's the missile. Gets knocked off course and...
And it kind of goes... But the thing that everybody's freaking out about is that you can see it kind of wiggles, because then it shows a wider shot.
Okay, because in that first video, it gets hit, and then it sort of like goes off the screen.
Yeah, and then
then this is it after that.
Yes, and then the wider one that's from higher up, you see it like goes right back to what it was doing, bebopping around the ocean.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why aren't we just lowering that drone and getting a little closer?
That's a good question.
Why aren't we putting cameras on the missiles that are heading towards it so we can...
I think we'd only see it for about a second. But at least we'd see it for a second.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, I don't know how to control a drone, but I've played Atari.
Right.
And I assume it's probably just lower, like push down the joystick,
I'm
right?
Sure, it's the same thing. Sure. Right. Yeah, of course. I think the thing that freaked everybody out was that whatever this is, it didn't explode when we shot a missile at it. Yeah. You can see debris fly off of it.
Okay.
But, like, it didn't explode, and it didn't sink, and it didn't, like, what the hell is that? And there are members of Congress that are, like, very worried and concerned about this and believe, yeah, this is, like, pretty much evidence that we're, not only are aliens real, but they're here. Now, I know it sounds like it's, like, members of Congress are saying, Congress is filled with kooks. There are people in Congress that believe in all kinds of wackadoo
okay,
stuff.
Okay, but how could you not believe that once you've seen that?
So do you? You just saw it. Do you think, by the way, if you want to see it too, text in UFO. You just saw that footage.
Yeah.
Do you think that that means that there are aliens here?
I don't know, because it does just look like a dot.
See, we're back to the, well, can we get some HD?
Well, see, that's the thing is it's like, It looks like, I understand that people in the military are going like, we don't have this technology. So yeah. I'm hearing that.
Right, right, right.
But from my untrained eye, I'm just seeing a dot. But it does make sense that the idea that we are the only living beings in the entire universe.
Yes.
Seems pretty unlikely.
Right.
What, I mean, it seems like a waste of space.
That's a Carl Sagan quote. Look at you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that.
From the his book, Contact.
Oh, I...
Seems like an awful waste of space.
Oh, I thought I really came up with something.
I'm sorry. Good. You know what? That was a Katie original, everybody. Carl who?
And so the idea that whatever resources we have on this planet, they, like metal or whatever we make rocket ships out of, would be different than what they have on other planets. So it does make sense that, like, other beings would use their resources to make things, and maybe their resources are just better.
Better, like, than Hellfire missiles, for sure.
Like, it is funny that we really have convinced ourselves that, like, we are the best.
Right.
We are the best. We have the best.
Yeah.
There's nobody. I mean, look at us. We're gorgeous. Have you ever seen an alien? They don't even wear makeup.
Right.
They don't get hair extensions.
Like, they've never even heard of Louis Vuitton.
Right. Okay. So, right?
Right.
I mean, ugly. But the idea that, like, nobody's got it better than us.
Right. Right.
Why?
Why? Kevin, how do you feel?
I don't think it's real.
Oh.
I think it's AI.
It's not AI.
It looks AI.
They had a congressional hearing. If it was AI, yeah, it'd be
better. They have congressional hearings about everything. Stupid things, too.
Hey, he's got me there.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot of military personnel.
A lot of pins on those clothes.
Yeah. It does feel like if anybody's going to know it's something's AI, the Department of War is going to know.
Yeah. We can end on this. If aliens are real and they do come here, and we see them, it is good to know that we will meet them with memes.
And they will laugh.
They will.
I'll say this.
We'll win them over.
I think we're the funniest planet.
For sure.
Like, an alien's gonna make me laugh? No.
They don't try
even, they don't even know sarcasm.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She doesn't even know what the bitter taste of defeat tastes like on Are You Smarter Than Katie? She relishes in it. She lost yesterday, and she said, nom, 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 nom. It only makes me stronger. And that should make Katie very nervous, this Katie. Good morning, other Katie.
Hello.
Hello.
Katie versus Katie.
Katie
squared. All right. There's Sacramento Katie, and there's Rockland Katie. One of you has to wear a mustache. All right, here we go.
I volunteer.
I've got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. Katie has left the studio. The jackpot is $20. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Apple had their big keynote presentation for the iPhone 17 yesterday. Changes are marginal, except they announced that their new AI will be able to translate in real time with AirPods in. That's pretty cool. Pre-orders begin September 17th. If a German person says Danke, what would your phone translate that to?
I think it means thank you.
Question two, Hillary Duff announced that she's getting back in the studio and releasing music again for the first time in 20 years. She also will have a docuseries that will come out that showcases her return. How about that? What Disney show featured Hillary Duff?
Oh my gosh. I know this one. I definitely know this one.
Great. 3 seconds.
Lizzie McGuire.
Alrighty. Question three. Raymond Cruz is an actor most famous for playing Tuco on the show Breaking Bad. He was arrested yesterday at his home, which is in a very normal suburb, because he allegedly sprayed his neighbor with a garden hose. One of the best scenes from that entire series featured Tuco's uncle, who could only communicate by doing what?
I never saw the show.
Take a guess.
I'm going to go with sign language.
Okay. Question four. The new Bachelorette was revealed and has lots of reality TV fans excited because it's Taylor Frankie Paul from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives streams on what platform?
Let's see.
3 seconds.
Hulu.
All righty. And question five, Sabrina Carpenter said that she was stunned when she found out that her record label only made 200 copies of her new album on vinyl. She said that's so exclusive that she can't even get a copy. If it costs $35 per album, how much would nine of them cost?
$315.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And mustached Katie, what do you do for a living?
I work at Sac State.
You work at Sac State? That's pretty cool. What do you do? Yeah.
Stingers up.
Is this Herky? Are you Herky?
I work in the academic services department as the catalog editor. So if you look at our catalog, I edit that.
And that's a full-time job.
It is.
The catalog editor for, like, all the, like, when the kids go through to pick out their classes.
Oh, classes. I thought you meant, like, a brochure for Sac State. I didn't go to college. So.
All right. Well, very cool. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know that the Sac State can be contested on this show sometimes, but
right, because they forgot who graduated from there.
Right. I don't know what it's going to take to get Kevin featured on the billboard.
Now at this point, he deserves his own wing.
Right.
Yeah, he does.
Was I made at Sac State? No one will know.
No one will know
because they don't like to advertise.
Right. Right. All right, here we go.
Check the record.
Sacramento Katie's on hold.
Okay.
Are you ready, Rockland Katie?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Question one. Apple had their big keynote presentation for a bunch of stuff, including the iPhone 17. One of the new features that seems pretty exciting is their AI will be able to translate in real time if you're putting AirPods in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Pre-orders for that again, September 17th.
My daughter's birthday.
They did it for your daughter's birthday.
Oh, Emma's going to love that.
If a German person said Danke, what does that translate to?
Thank you.
That is correct.
Danke, yeah. Shane. Darling, right. Danke, Shane.
What does Shane mean?
I don't know.
All right. Question two.
You're saying thank you, Shane.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
Seamus?
No, like Shane.
Just Shane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that. Thanks, Shane.
Yeah.
Question two. Hillary Duff announced she's getting back in the studio and releasing music again.
Woo!
It's been 20 years. She's even going to have a show about it. What Disney show featured Hillary Duff?
Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire.
Love her.
Yeah, your generation does.
Yes.
Question three. Raymond Cruz is the actor who most famously played Tuco on Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
A truly terrifying character. He was arrested yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In his very normal suburb because he allegedly sprayed his neighbor with a garden hose.
Yeah, he was washing his car. He told his neighbor to move. She wouldn't, so he sprayed her with the hose.
So funny. One of the best scenes from that show, one of the best scenes of any show, featured Tuco's uncle, who could only communicate by doing what?
Ringing a bell.
Yes. Never has the sound of a ringing bell sounded so terrifying. Oh, my God. Question four. The new Bachelorette was revealed that has a lot of people excited because it's Taylor Frankie Paul from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which streams on what platform?
Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah, that's correct. Or Disney Plus. I would have accepted that. Question five. Sabrina Carpenter is stunned to find out her record label is putting her new album out on vinyl, but only 200 copies.
How many copies was she expecting?
I don't know, but 200 is like nothing.
Is it? Okay, I don't know like what the standard is.
She said that's so exclusive that she can't even get a copy of it. If it costs $35 per album, how much does 9 cost?
Oh, God. Okay. 5, 10, 15... $315.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Sac State Katie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Final score, you got 4, but Katie got all 5 right.
What?
Wow.
Back in action, baby.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Catalog that,
Kevin says.
We're going to have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow. She's in her rebuilding era. What is it that you want to tell us, Katie?
Today, I am not smarter than non-mustached Katie.
Not today.
Not today. But have a great day. Stingers up.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, let's play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. What do you say, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
We have a brand new box.
Oh, snap. It's filled
I'm
to the
very
brim.
Excited for this, the brim. Other one was.
Now, here's the thing. The things that we had left over from the old box, they're on top.
Oh, well, not for me.
So you're not going to know which ones are which.
Okay, that's good.
I will know.
But I do want to pose a question.
Okay.
One of the things from the old box that we just didn't want to open and we kept kicking around, it's very obviously what?
Shoes.
A pair of shoes.
Why don't we just open those
Let's
today?
Just open
okay,
those.
Okay, I'll grab those along with...
Bonus shoes.
Okay.
All right, Katie's going to head over to the Fun Delivered box.
Okay,
by the way,
if they're men's shoes, can I have them?
It depends on what size they are. What size are you?
I'm a 12 to 13.
I'm a 12, too. We're going to have to arm wrestle.
You're a 12?
We're going to have to arm wrestle for them. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Fun Delivered, what is it? Fun Delivered is unopened lost packages in the mail.
Wow, you can, this is a good box.
Katie's just screamed, wow, this
she
is a good box.
She got an awkward-looking package.
All right, hold on. We're going to get to that in a second. And you can buy these unopened packages that got lost through the company Fun Delivered. And if you want 10% off, you use promo code WAKEUPCALL, all one word. It's awesome. The ladies who own Fun Delivered are good time. And it's a really fun company. We know people personally who have purchased from it and had a really good time. So describe that weird package that you got. You got the shoes.
I got the shoes. Okay, so this is almost in the shape of like a huge fan that you'd like open up and then fan yourself. That's what it feels like. But I believe inside, because at the bottom I can feel pokey things, I feel like inside is some sort of like decorative feathers.
What?
Yeah.
What, like down feathers? They do have like a crunch to them or?
Well, it's soft on top and then there's rods at the bottom.
Interesting.
That makes me think you like put them in a vase or something.
It is shaped like if you've ever seen somebody buy like a whole leg of lamb or something like that.
Yes, that's exactly what it's
little at
like.
The bottom and big and wide at the top. Kevin, would you like to go next?
Yeah.
All right. It's Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. So we go through and we do this and then we open these next and see what's inside. And then you get to decide who won. Wow, that is a big one.
I kind of want
this one.
He's definitely going for that big one. Holy cow! That's the biggest thing.
I want the big one because it has a note I've never seen before.
I'm really glad you got that one because I almost got it.
It says undeliverable shipment, and it checked off other, and then it says A-N-R-T-S.
A-N-R-T-S. I don't know what that would stand for.
I don't either.
Huh. That's the biggest thing I've ever seen in a fun delivery.
Yeah, me too.
It's like the size of an adult torso.
And it's like huge. Compact.
It's hard too. Like, I could knock someone out.
So please don't knock anybody out.
It's like compressed.
All right, I'm
going to be, what if it's a yoga mat?
Well, it's not in the shape of a yoga mat. What if it's two yoga mats together?
We can be yogis together.
I feel like if it was a yoga mat, it would be sort of circular, is a square.
Can I ask you a question? Did you grab the shoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have another one.
Stop.
It's from the same
company, and it's obviously shoes.
Okay, open that one too.
Open that one too. Yeah, you get another one.
First of all, this company is the way that they deliver is terrible because it's getting to nobody. What if it's the same person that ordered the same shoes two times? And they didn't come the first time, so they ordered them again.
Then you have to take that as a sign from God that you're just not supposed to have these shoes. All right, so we're going to have two bonus shoes. And the package that I got is all black. Like, this is like a Wednesday Addams package.
Yeah, and it looks like a brick of cocaine.
And it does look like a brick of cocaine. It's in a box of some sort, but it's all black. And like Katie's right, it's like what you see the police hold up after they do a big drug bust. All right, so. This is an exciting, fun delivered. We're going to play some music. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to open these on the air. It's fun delivered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for part two of Fun Delivered here on the Wake Up Call. This is the really fun delivered part. We've already gone into the big box of lost undelivered mystery packages provided by the company Fun Delivered, and we are now going to open them. Katie got something that's very large. Looks like when you buy a lamb's leg, it's wide at the top and skinny at the bottom. Kevin got the biggest package we've ever seen from Fun Delivered.
Go big, go home.
Gigantic. And I got what looks like a goth brick of cocaine.
Yeah,
it's all dressed in black. And we're going to do two bonus ones today because the same company,
which is called Musabella.
Musabella. Ooh. If you are ever in the market for shoes, we do not recommend Musabella because we have not one but two Musabella shoe packages that we're going to open now because it's such obviously it's a pair of shoes. We're like, well, that's boring and we got to get rid of them. But they have a terrible time sending stuff
something's
out.
Something's going on with this company.
Two lost packages?
Are you able to tell where? I know they always mark out all the identifiable.
I can't tell.
Okay, I can't either.
All right, we'll do that at the end. Who wants to go first?
Katie or Kevin? Open your cocaine.
All right, let's open my cocaine. All right. Inside is a very skinny box that looks kind of like a pair of like a shoe box.
Okay. Is it a shoe box?
Because that's what it is.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And these are lady shoes.
Ooh.
Are they heels?
They are.
Those are cute.
What size are they?
How do you six.
Oh.
That's too big.
Is that too skinny?
No, well, that's big.
That's big? Look how little.
Oh, you're bigger than six?
Kevin, almost everybody is. My 16-year-old wears a size 6.
I was going to say, look at
the average woman's shoe size is two sizes bigger. Have you ever met a woman?
I have. They all have petite feet.
Oh, because they're Asian baby girls.
All right. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And if you want to see this, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065. Kitten heels. Kitten mittens.
Okay, Kevin, you go.
Okay.
All right. I'm dying to figure out what this is. There's going to be a real shoe theme this Fun Delivered.
I guess so. Clip, clop, clip, clop.
Wow.
I got it.
Now, Kevin's again to recap.
It looks like a blanket.
It's the size of a grown man's torso. It's huge.
Oh, my God. Is it a rug?
I hope not. Where am I going to put it in my house?
In the
studio. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. It's a rug.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, that's beautiful.
I think I see some lotus.
And some koi.
Kevin.
Oh, my God. This is the most Asian thing I ever got.
Wow, that is. It has a waterfall.
Wow. Oh,
it is gigantic.
And it's a...
Whoa! Okay, I know which side
Okay, could
is.
You turn it so
it's
that your camera...
Yeah. This is the waterfall side, and it has lotuses.
It does not hang on the wall, honey. There's a picture of it, and it was on the ground.
That's definitely a rug. You
so
know what?
It's like a walkway. Can we make a walkway?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We could do like a fashion show with the heels.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's like we're in Fiji.
You know what? White lotus.
Yes.
Whoa, it has koi.
Okay. I was very.
By the way, if anybody wants to see any of this, you just text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Now, this is very exciting for me.
Okay.
Okay. I was close. I thought it was decorative feathers. It's decorative palm leaves.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Kevin, this is the most Asian thing I've ever seen.
What is it?
Look. Look, it even has... Okay, so it is... Oh, they're huge. Guys, we're in the tropics.
You can bend them and... my God. Look at the size of that.
Oh, wow. That is Asian. It says palm leaves.
Kevin.
That is beautiful.
This is beautiful.
You pair that with the Asian rug and the shoes for an obviously bound foot woman. Man, oh man, we
are really,
wow.
We are international.
It's like, we couldn't be more Filipino right now.
That's so true.
Wow.
I got a whole bunch of them, guys.
Okay,
here's what we should do. We should take your fake palms.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one by one, we should start sticking them into the real plants that we have here in the office, but do it slow and subtly to see how long it'll take for anybody to notice.
I'm afraid when the plant waterer comes, they're going to be like, what the F is this?
Who did this? Who did this? All right, let's open our Marabella shoes.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Open.
Okay, they are.
What kind of shoes?
They are pure rubber. Like
they look
every
like work
shoes. Can I tell you? We've gotten a pair of those exact shoes before.
I was just about to say we have gotten this as this is a repeat
and the same color too.
Yes, this company sucks.
Wow.
You can say what you want to say about the product. If this is the third time that they've ended up in Fun Delivered,
yeah.
Marabella shoes, get your S together. If you guys want to see any of this, which you do, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
All right, if you have a phone and you have a butt, you better listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Because according to new research that Katie found, your phone might be causing hemorrhoids. What?
Yeah, and I feel like this is a man's game more than a woman's, unfortunately.
All right. That would be called a hemorrhoid. Yeah, not a herroid.
Smartphone usage
has
caused hemorrhoids to increase in humans 43%.
Oh, that is significant.
What?
What does a phone have to do with that?
Well, you're just sitting on the toilet, scrolling, I don't know, playing your Candy Crush.
Disney emoji blitz.
Okay, fine. I mean, you're not supposed to be seated in that position for so long.
Aren't we kind of seated in that position right now?
All the time, yeah.
I don't think so.
Do you think it's more of like the pressure that you put down when maybe the leaning forward?
Yeah, or the fact that you're... Listen, I don't want to get into the details. But this is something that I am particularly concerned for you, Gavin.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Because you have said that you don't mind escaping the little boys' room and getting on your phone and maybe avoiding your family a little bit.
Avoiding everybody.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I looked it up. The reason why sitting on the toilet is different than just sitting here, it's what we guessed. Gravity increases pressure on the veins in and around the bup-bup, leading to blood pooling and engorgement.
Oh,
okay.
So what are you going to do? Here are your options.
And what's a hemorrhoid again?
Honestly,
it's like excessive bleeding.
What?
I don't think that's what it is.
Are you kidding me?
I thought it was like a nodule.
No, it's like something to do with excessive bleeding inside your body.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, be careful.
Check me. Am I right? Fact check me.
Hemorrhoids are swollen and enlarged veins in the lower rectum and bup.
Okay.
Right.
Swollen, I'd guess, would be bleeding. Yeah, he's bleeding.
You can only get swollen if it's filled with blood.
I don't know if I've ever had one. I don't think I ever did.
Because it sounds painful.
But it sounds like, though, that we're just ticking time bombs.
I'll stop bringing my phone.
You're going to just stop bringing your phone altogether?
Yeah.
I don't think you will. Have you ever gone to the bathroom where for boys where it's a sit down bathroom?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sit down visit, and you forgot to bring your phone. It's like you got transported back to 1991, and you're just sitting there, and you're like, "What am I supposed to do?"
It feels like it's taking longer than ever.
And if you do it at like somebody's house or something, you just like start reaching for bottles of things so you can read the back of the bottle.
Why can't you guys just get in and get out?
How? We gotta wait for the flow.
Sometimes you gotta wait for the flow.
Is that true?
Yes.
And then sometimes you need a cool down period too something.
I don't know about that.
Well, you should take a cool down period. I've seen you come back from the bathroom.
You are sweating.
You seem heated. I don't know. I can't give up the phone in the bathroom. Maybe what we should do. Okay, Kevin.
Okay, what if you had a book?
What the?
Why is that so crazy? If you have to have something to do.
I mean, she's not too far
no,
off.
No, I'm going to fall asleep on the toilet reading a book.
Yeah, you want that?
Yeah.
You want to fall asleep?
I'm going to have a little full discussion.
A little bit. I'd like to hear about that.
So what do? I have a bathroom book that I have to bring with me?
No, I mean, I guess that's the same problem, just not electronic.
Well, it's way different. Playing Disney Emoji Blitz is way better than reading a book. Sorry, English teachers.
I think maybe just get in and get out.
How about I set timers on my phone?
Okay.
What's an appropriate amount of time? Can I do
5 minutes?
Okay, 5 minutes. Oh, that seems rushing it, but okay.
That seems rushing it? I felt like that was being extremely generous.
I don't know. What do you think, Kevin? Can you do 5 minutes?
I need at least 10, 15.
10 or 15?
Let's say 9. Because let's try to improve our lifestyle.
Okay? We'll meet you halfway.
It's not halfway, but we'll meet you at 9, okay?
I don't need anybody to meet me anywhere. Fine.
And then we'll come back and we'll give you a full report.
Please don't.
About how it all went.
No, I'll go to HR.
And we'll refer to you as the hemorrhoid checker, okay? Just making sure that everybody in the office knows Katie's timing you. And she cares about your butt.
Just walking around with a clipboard.
What's a clipboard for? That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.